For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There could be a lot of external pressure, I think, to move on to the rookie and at least try him out. And it's not like, you know, it's not like Michael Bishop and Drew Bledsoe, where people just wanted to see Bishop because, you know, he could run and throw the ball 80 yards and because they were tired of Bledsoe. Bledsoe was still an effective quarterback, and he was a first overall pick and everything else. This is not that. I mean, this is what everybody thinks the plan is. They just want the plan to start a little quicker than the Patriots are comfortable with.
Do you think that Gerard Mayo should just unilaterally be making the decision? Like, not talking to Alex Van Pelt, not talking to Ben McAdoo, not talking to anybody else, Elliot Wolf, just saying flat out, nope, I'm doing this because, damn it,
without
I'm the head
any
coach.
Input from anyone else?
That makes no sense to me.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be like me making a plumbing decision. I'm not a plumber. Like, and just saying, no, I know the plumber said we should do this, but damn it, I'm not doing what the plumber said. I know more than him. I actually Googled it, and I watched a video, and we're doing
it this way. You sound like some of my relatives during COVID right now, honestly.
Like, I don't know what people want. I think he made the decision with the advice of the offensive experts. He has a bunch of offensive experts and scouting experts around him. Now, the part of Walter's question, like the whole totality of the spring thing bothers me. You know, this reminds me of, I remember years ago, Belichick showed the Patriots some clip of some race. It was a horse race. And it was like at the first turn, who's leading? Oh, who do you guys think are going to win this race? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, that horse, he's way ahead.
Yeah.
And then he plays the race out, and a horse that was way the hell back won. And it was like, you know, you the early season, you don't win the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But this feels like, well, Jacoby Brissett was leading the race at the first turn, so he gets to win the race. Well, yeah, but we played the rest of the race, and it really seemed like Drake May caught him and then passed him at the finish line, right?
No.
Nope, go back to the beginning.
First turn
is where we decide races. That's what this feels like to some degree to me. And I know people think, you know, Tom Curran thinks it would be like craziness to play Drake May. Tom Brady, craziness to play Drake May. Dan Orlovsky, everybody, craziness to play. That's the way business is done. You know, to steal the Belichickian phrase, do business is being done. I have advocated for, I've said this before, I think all rookie quarterbacks should have to sit 1 year. Redshirt, you'd have to force them because NFL owners are never going to do it. Coaches and GMs are never going to do it if you leave it up to them. Force them all to sit.
That would really suck for the Houston Texans.
Right, but you know what? This year, I bet you he'd be really good.
Maybe really good last year.
But maybe even better. And I think in the totality...
Why won't he just get better naturally after having a very good rookie year?
Okay, you're picking the greatest rookie season in the history of the game. Focus on the bigger picture
point.
Okay,
well, this is why it doesn't make sense, though.
So the one disproves all the others where you might have had
others?
Better...
There's lots of other rookie quarterbacks who played right away.
Zach Wilson,
good.
If he didn't play, maybe he would have been competitive in year two. All the other Jackals, the other guy that's starting in Minnesota now from the Jets, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield... All these guys that were thrown out there, could they be better? Yes, I think there is a chance they could be better if they just watch. I think anybody in any job, if you had the luxury of collecting a paycheck for a year, watching somebody else do it, learning the ins, hell, Tom Brady did it.
Baker
Tom
Mayfield Brady was didn't. Good his rookie year anyways.
Who?
Baker Mayfield.
He was actually pretty good, but then he fell apart. All of these guys, I think all of the, if you, wait a minute, let's pause. You don't think quarterbacks would benefit from a redshirt year?
No.
Because if so... That's
I think
the dumbest thing
right
I've ever
away.
Heard on sports talk radio.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
If you don't think guys would benefit from a year off and a year of learning and a year of experience, that is maybe the dumbest thing I've heard on sports talk radio.
As opposed to playing. You don't get experience from playing
you
in
also,
the NFL.
You also get challenged and
That's
crushed
dumb.
In ways
well, you just
they're
said
not.
Dumb.
So you think there's
These
no value.
These are rookie quarterbacks. They're in the NFL. They play. Most of them play. They get out
They've
there and they
play. They've never seen defenses anything like this. They've
so?
Never called plays anything like this. They've never been under the day-to-day scrutiny, most of them, unless you're in the SEC at Alabama or one of those schools.
And a lot of them are going to suck regardless of whether they have a redshirt year or not. So what's
That's
the difference?
That's true. You don't think more of them would succeed if they had a redshirt year?
No.
Wow.
No, I don't.
I don't have any argument to that because it's universally accepted that that's the truth.
Universally accepted by who?
Everyone I've ever talked to
by
about
By the Houston Texans? They universally accept that?
You're taking the one off. You're
it's
taking
not one
the
off.
One
There's
off.
Lots of, Mac Jones had a good rookie year.
Mac
what do you think
Jones
if he
was a jag as a rookie.
So what? He still
was a
jag. He had a good rookie year. Did he not have a good rookie year?
Because he was less of a jag than the other guys he was facing. It was the most overrated
What's
rookie season in history. We all know that. We all know that you can cherry pick it. It was the most overrated rookie season we've ever
seen.
You
said Baker Mayfield. He went out there and won 7 games rookie year.
Absolutely.
Yes, he was very good. There was no
reason
to
And I think he would have done that in year two and had a better overall career if he had had the year off. Just like I think every quarterback
would
be better.
Okay, that's a hypothetical. You have no idea if they would have or not. I think if Patrick Mahomes had played his rookie year, the Chiefs probably could have won another Super Bowl. There was
probably,
So what? Then his career would have been better? You say that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard in sports radio is ridiculous.
He's almost the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport, and he sat out his rookie year.
Yeah.
So and if, he if you played, want to cherry pick, I can cherry pick that.
If he had played, I think
simple.
He still would be the greatest
Hall
quarterback
Famer,
in the history of the
Patrick
the history.
Mahomes. Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Hall of Famer Brett Favre. If you want to cherry pick, I'm talking about in totality. You take every quarterback drafted in the last 50 years. If they all sat a year, the whole entire group would be better.
I disagree.
How can you...
How can you say that?
I don't know that.
It's a hypothetical. How can you possibly say that and say that it's
because
100%
they would be
certainty.
More mature. They'd have a year in the system. Just like
Jacoby
Brissett.
Why don't they just stay in college another year then? What do they even got to get called up to in the NFL for? I mean, come on.
In college, they're not learning the offense they're going to run in the NFL. If they're actually in
the
building.
They're not learning it when they go and play in the game? They're not learning
in
it
college,
when they play
they're
when
not
they start.
Learning the offense they're going to run in the
okay,
NFL.
When you're a rookie
if they stay in college, if
team,
you're in the NFL and you stay there, you're going to have the same coach with the bulk of the
you
same
team. You don't know you're going to have the same coach.
For the most part, you will. Now you're just being obstinate.
No,
if
I'm not.
If you think they're going to get the exact same experience in college as they will learning in the actual system and world environment that they're going to play in.
Learning, you can learn on the job, can you not?
I'm not going to learn the Patriots offense at North Carolina.
I'm not
that makes
saying
no
in
sense.
North Carolina. I'm saying
you said
as
if they
a rookie,
stay in
playing
college.
As a rookie. Playing as a rookie, which you think is the dumbest thing of all time. If you play as a rookie, you don't learn the offense? You got to sit
you
on the sidelines
and stay in
and
college. I'm picking that point.
Okay,
you
fine.
Said stay in college and they can learn. They don't learn anything about being an NFL player in that system, in that team that's going to draft them, by staying in college.
And you think
they would
learn
that in the meetings
fine.
And the film and everything that goes on at that place.
But not playing. Playing, they're not going to learn.
But there's no damage to sitting, correct?
I don't know that.
Okay, what's the damage? Other than the lack of reps. But if everybody's doing it, you're not behind anybody.
Lack of reps, I think, is a problem.
But you're getting reps at the same time as everybody else. Every rookie quarterback
are you getting
will
reps
get reps
with the first
in
team
year
or
two.
Not?
Just like people used to redshirt in college. It was the way
so
they
developed
players.
So you're missing an entire year of reps just so you can, what, sit in the meetings?
Correct.
Like, I don't think
just
that that's...
So, and you're
all right, shut up! Jesus!
And you don't Thank think you. On average the quarterbacks coming into the league, if you were looking at this from a league perspective, not a myopic singular team perspective of mm-hmm. one player, you don't think on average more quarterbacks would succeed if they sat out the first year than were thrown to the Wolves?
No, not really.
Wow. Okay. I mean, if you believe
that. For Jake Locker? I mean, there's examples on both sides. Jake Locker redshirted his first year behind Hasselbeck, and how did his career
go? You can cherry pick, and I'm talking about on totality, everybody, however many quarterbacks have been drafted the last 50 years.
Okay.
I think it's in any job, quite honestly. I think any job in the world, if
any
you have
job
the
in
opportunity
the world, you should not
to
do
watch
the job when you get
and
hired
learn.
For it. You should just sit there and watch
no.
other people
you,
do it and then
no.
you do it the next year?
Wait a minute. You don't think every job in the world you can learn by watching and observing and seeing people make mistakes and successes and failures and planning for it?
Of course you can, but if you're hired
okay.
to do that job, then you do
no,
the job. You don't sit there and watch other people
do it.
The rule
was you didn't start till your second. You're fixating on like you can't think of the hypothetical. It's not that hard. If the league rule was every quarterback redshirted for the best interests of the game and the league and the quarterbacks, then you're not missing anything. You're not losing anything.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If that's the rule for
that's what
everybody
I started
in the NFL.
With. Were you not listening that
of course
I said it
I
should be
listening.
A rule because owners
it's
and GMs
stupid
and coaches
rule, Andy.
Would, It isn't.
It's
though.
A stupid rule. You're the only person I've ever heard call it stupid. You're literally the only person I've ever heard. And I've asked a lot of people about this.
A lot of people that work in the NFL. A lot of people that work in football. And you're literally the only person I've ever heard call it stupid because most people can understand the pure logic of it.
You certainly didn't ask anybody there.
I think the people in Houston would have been fine with it because they would have had confidence that in year two, he would have been just as great or greater.
Houston, they definitely would have wanted him to sit out and not play last year.
See, what you're missing is you're bringing a present tense idiocy to a hypothetical.
How is it idiocy? They made the playoffs.
If the rule was you sat, you would sit. So they don't care what they're missing. It's the rule. It's the way business
is done. That's ridiculous.
And in the end, everybody would be better. That's the reality.
So the NFL, this multi-billion dollar business,
yes,
is going to be hiring the most important person, most marketable probably player on their entire team that they're bringing in and doing all this for and getting ready to pay all this money to and all of that. And then they're going to just wipe out one of their rookie years where they have them under cost control.
And let me guess, you're going to say it's a 5-year deal. If it was a rule, it might be a 6-year deal. Like, you're bringing, again, present
tense idiocy. It doesn't matter how many years it is.
To a hypothetical,
you're taking away one of those years. Whatever the amount is, you're taking one of them away. You're basically wiping it off the board. Yes, you are. Because you're not getting any production from this person because they have to redshirt. They have to sit there and watch, and they can't play.
Maybe you're giving yourselves 10 years of production on the back end because he doesn't get ruined.
Well, how do you know he's not going to get ruined anyway?
He might. But there's a better chance he won't because he'll be better prepared.
Better chance how? I mean, I'd like to hear these
better
numbers.
Better prepared.
Better prepared. What numbers?
I don't need numbers. This is bringing logic and common sense to the topic, not numbers. What numbers are you talking about?
I'm talking about quarterbacks who redshirted and actually did that and how it actually
worked out. Well, it's a limited number because it's not how business is done. That's the whole point. That's why I started.
Why isn't it how business is done?
Because they are impatient. Owners have your mentality. They don't have a long-term approach.
They think they should get some return on their investment then.
Absolutely. And that's why it would have to be a rule to make it work, because you'd have to protect themselves from themselves.
All right, we have to take a break.
I know we're getting flash for a while.
Stop flashing us, Joe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.